poll, 75% never watch Jimmy Kimmel Live or do so less than once a month. By Jerome Hudson on September 24, 2025. Jimmy Kimmel lies but numbers don't. Devastating data from an Economist/YouGov poll, conducted September 19 to 22, says 58% of U.S. adults never watch Jimmy Kimmel Live, while another 17% tune in less than once a month. The poll dropped just as Disney's left-wing late-night host returned to his show on Tuesday after being suspended for saying Charlie Kirk's suspected assassin was MAGA. Kimmel was unrepentant, casting himself as a victim of President Donald Trump's authoritarian government. Kimmel claimed Kirk's accused killer doesn't represent anyone, despite mounting evidence to the contrary. He also said it wasn't his intention to blame any specific group for Kirk's cold-blooded murder, even though he did accuse a specific group by saying Kirk's killer was part of the MAGA gang. Kimmel cast himself as a victim who gets a lot of threats. I get many ugly and scary threats against my life, my wife, my kids, my co-workers, because of what I choose to say. He also said I have many friends and family members on the other side. When he wasn't congratulating himself for returning to TV, Kimmel was bashing Trump and Federal Communications Commission Brendan Carr, saying a government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. Kimmel also enlisted Robert De Niro in a sketch in which the Goodfellas star played a mob boss Carr character. It seems like the FCC is using mob tactics to suppress free speech, Kimmel said in the beginning of the back and forth. What the fuck did you just say to me? De Niro responded. Still, a sizable portion of Americans who would tune in won't be able to watch live for the foreseeable future, as some 66 ABC affiliates, between Sinclair and Nexstar, are not airing Kimmel's show. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.